Okay, welcome back. Were you able to figure out your top three negative emotions? What were they? Are you noticing anything about yourself? Patterns, feelings that typically get in the way of you having the life you want? What were those feelings? Maybe they were frustrated, angry, guilty, ashamed, overwhelmed, worried, exhausted, lonely, sad, depressed, apathetic. Maybe it was numb. Maybe it was enraged, right? Irritated, jealous, confused, doubtful. What made your list? Fearful. What emotions do you normally feel? All right, so by now you should for sure have your top three. If you don't, please take the time to get them down. So if you imagine that you're at a party, maybe it's a family get-together, or you're even somewhere like the mall where there's a bunch of people, and you're noticing, right? You're noticing the people around you, and you notice someone who's really depressed. How do you know? You're not even talking to that person, but what do you notice about that person that you're looking at that you can tell is just kind of feeling down? It's not even that you need to talk to them. It's that their body is doing something that's giving you the signals that tells you how they're feeling, right? So now we're going to start to figure that out about what's going on with you, right? You might notice that person that you're watching, maybe they're holding their posture in a certain way. Their eyes are doing a certain thing. Maybe they're looking down, right? Maybe the volume of their voice is lower, or they're walking in a certain way that you can just kind of tell that they're not feeling good. Right? They're holding their head in a way. They're holding their shoulders in a certain way. Right? Reactions, again, are not random. We do emotions. We have habits of doing them. So when you look at your top three emotions, we want to figure out what your equation is for those emotions. It's like we're training for the emotional Olympics here. When your life isn't where you want it to be, if you're struggling with feeling stressed out or worried or irritable or depressed or overwhelmed or anxious or whatever your top three negative emotions are, you don't feel a sense of joy or peace. And we're going to focus on the first part right here. So think about a time when maybe you didn't feel like working out, right? You felt slow and lazy, but then you did, and then you felt more empowered, stronger, and energetic afterwards, right? You changed your state using your physiology, right? So you dragged yourself to the gym. You didn't really feel like it, but you did it anyway. And then afterwards, you felt more alive, right? You felt stronger, right? And that is a great example of what it is to change our state. Remember, we talked about Olympic athletes. We talked about top performers, key leaders, top actors, all at the top of their game, right? They know how to master their physiology. So you're going to learn how to do that for yourself as well. So let's start by practicing monitoring your state. Right now, in this very moment, put your pen down, sit back. I want you to notice how you're breathing. Is it short? Is it deep? Right? We get in this habit of not even paying attention to how we're breathing. When breathing controls virtually all of our emotions, it controls what's happening in our nervous system, it controls how we're responding to stress. Right? What is happening in your breathing right now? We're not trying to change it. You're just trying to turn your attention and pay attention to what is happening there. What's happening in your posture? Are you sitting up? Are you slouching? Are you looking down? Are your arms crossed? What are your shoulders doing? How's your back positioned? Are you kind of curled inward? Are your shoulders back and proud? And then how are you holding your face in this moment? What's your expression? Okay, I'm sure some of you guys are adjusting yourselves right now. Don't do that for the time being. I just want you to ask yourself a question and get familiar with this question, because we'll be using it a lot for the next week and in the coming weeks, right? Just starting to turn the lens to yourself. We're developing this muscle of self-awareness, right? We often, when we're feeling crappy, it's because we've just been caught in some bad habits. So really trying to pay attention to what's going on with us instead of going through the motions and getting stuck in feeling crappy, right? Okay. So maybe you got to shake out your shoulders right now or stand up and sit down and just, you know, kind of reset your body. Now, turning back to your top three negative emotions, take the top one and on your piece of paper, I want you to write it down. We're going to work out the equation of how you do that first negative emotion. All right. So whatever that negative emotion is, I kind of want you to imagine feeling that way. Put yourself into the position of when you last felt that way. We won't stay this way forever, right? We really have to do this deep dive investigation to get to the bottom of how to fix it for you. Okay, so if it's sad, I want you to remember the last time you felt that overwhelming sadness. If it's worried, I want you to put yourself in that frame of mind, thinking about the things you normally would think about if you're worried. Okay, so sitting back, you know, we're just going to get into character here. Not faking it. Get into the real time. If it's angry, think about the last time you got really angry, right? And let that feeling kind of wash over you. Get into character of when you're feeling that negative emotion, that top number one negative emotion. All right. If you need to take a pause in order to really immerse yourself fully, don't half-ass this, okay? So if you need to pause this recording and work at getting into this state, please do. Don't just barrel through this. If you barrel through it, you won't get the information. We won't have a complete investigation, right? So get into this state, thinking about what that, maybe it was an interaction with someone else, right? What that person was saying to you, how you were feeling, and not just remembering, but really putting yourself back in the time when you felt that exact way. Now, as you're in that emotion, right, let yourself sit in it. Notice, how are you breathing? Are you breathing short, shallow breaths? Are they deep? Are they quick? Are they fast? What's happening in your breathing? As you're feeling this negative emotion? What's happening in your posture? How are you holding your shoulders, for example? Are you sitting back? Are they up to your ears? Are they tense? Do you feel tension in your neck? What about what's going on in your face? Are you holding your facial expression in a certain way? Furrowing your brow? Clenching your jaw? You know, we're under the hood of the engine right now. We're seeing all the components that make this engine go, this particular emotional engine go. Right? What are your eyes doing when you're feeling this strong negative emotion? Are they looking somewhere in particular? Are they looking down? Are they looking up? Are they looking with daggers at another person? What kind of gestures do you have when you're feeling this? Are you moving your arms a certain way or your hands a certain way? Maybe you cross your arms over your chest. If we were a fly on the wall, what would we see you doing as you're feeling this? What's the volume of your voice like when you're feeling this emotion? Is it strong and powerful, asserting yourself? Is it sort of tentative or softer or quieter? We're looking at all the components of this emotion. How do you walk when you're feeling this emotion? You kind of slouchy and dragging, or walking strong and purposeful. So noticing how you're breathing, what's happening in your body. Are you holding your legs a certain way or your back a certain way? Right? Just noticing all the components. What's happening in your chest? What's happening in your muscles? Maybe you feel something in your gut. Okay. Now open your eyes and write down some of those components. Right? I want you to write them down, whatever you remembered. What was going on with your breath? What was going on with your posture? What was going on in your muscles? What did you notice as you were trying on that emotional state? All right. Take a few moments if you need to pause here and write it down. You need to have a clear understanding of what was going on. And if you don't, that's okay. We can talk one-on-one about any questions you may have, but write down whatever you did notice. All right, so now number two. Okay, I want you to take that second emotion that you know that runs you into trouble sometimes, and we're going to do the exact same thing. Okay, so first of all, maybe you need to stand up, stretch, get out of that character of that first emotion, blah, right? Shake it off a little bit, really do this, okay? Because you physiologically just went into that emotional state, and we're going to start practicing how to get out of that state. So stand up, shake, stretch, do whatever you need to do. Stand up, sit down, jump up and down a couple times, right? Just to kind of shake that emotion off, right? These are physiological things happening in the body, right? So we're pressing the reset button. Well, really do it. Even if you're in your car or something, just really do it. Move a little bit just to get out of that feeling for a second. And number two, right? We're going to look at the second emotion on your list. First of all, what is it? Pick one. And I want you to put yourself in that state 100%. Play full out here. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to get the information you need to turn things around. Okay, you got it? Now get into state. Imagine a time where you last felt that way. Imagine a time that feeling comes up a lot for you. Maybe it's on the road or with a certain person. Really put yourself into character when the last time you felt that way, a time that you frequently feel that way, and really let that experience wash over you, right? You're going to remember that time that you felt that way. I know it's unpleasant, but this is really serving the greater purpose here. Okay. So do whatever you need to do. If you need to pause in order to get into state, do that. And as soon as you find yourself feeling that emotion, right? Let's break down the equation for this emotion. Okay? How are you breathing when you feel this? Again, is it quick, shallow, deep? What's going on in your body? Maybe it's a little different than the first emotion that we talked about. What's happening in your face? Is there a certain expression that you're holding, certain ways that you're holding your eyes or your jaw or your mouth? What's going on with your posture? Are you curled inward, hunched over, shoulders back, slouching. When you're experiencing this emotion, what is your body doing? What happens in your chest muscles, in your gut, in your abdomen? Just getting really curious, like any good investigator would do. What are all the components that are going on to make this scene the way it is? How do your muscles feel? Are there certain muscles that are tense or relaxed? Right? Gently scan from head to toe. What are your arms doing? What are your legs doing? What are your eyes doing? How does your body move when you're feeling this? Are you making certain gestures? How do you walk when you're feeling this way? What's the tone of your voice when you're feeling this way? Is it weaker, stronger, louder, quieter? Just really scan your body from head to toe and notice all the components that create this emotional experience. Maybe you've got a pit in your stomach. How are you breathing? Okay. When you have a good sense of what's happening for you, you can open your eyes if they were closed. I want you to write down what you noticed for this second negative emotion. What was happening with your breathing, your posture, your muscles? Write down all the components. Write down what you did notice. Maybe you noticed it was different than the first one, or maybe there were some similarities. Maybe they were the same. Okay, so pause here if you need to. Write down anything you notice with this second emotion. And then we're going to do the third. So the third one, write a number 3 on your piece of paper. Write what that emotion is. Okay, again, stand up, stretch, shake that previous emotion off, jump up and down. Shake your arms out, your elbows, stretch your, move your head from side to side. Shake that emotion off, right? We're getting out of character of that one. And we're going to go into character of your third top negative emotion. So remembering what that was, I want you again to put yourself in the state of that 100%. Do it. The last time you felt this way, or the time where you feel this way a lot of the time. Maybe it's a time when you're in your home, or a time when you're at work, or with another person. Really bring that scene to life and let that feeling wash over you. Really put yourself in character. Playful out here. Please, that's how we will learn to fix things. How do you do this emotion? How are you breathing when you're feeling this? How are you holding your head when you're feeling this negative emotion? What's happening in your face when you're feeling this? Are your eyes scrunched up? Is your mouth a certain way, or your jaw a certain way? What's your posture like? what's happening in your abdomen, in your gut. Oftentimes, so much of our emotional state is showing up there. What's happening in your back? What are you noticing there? What's happening in your muscles? Are certain muscles tense or uncomfortable? You're clenching your fists. There's a tingling sensation. How does your body move when you're feeling this? What are your gestures? How do you walk? How do you talk? What's the tone of your voice? What's the volume? If you're a fly on the wall looking at yourself when you're feeling this, how would we know that you're feeling this? What are you doing? Remember we talked about walking in and seeing somebody you know who's depressed, and you can kind of tell even without talking to them or knowing them very well, right? So if we're walking in a room and you're feeling this, how do we know? There are very subtle clues that our body is giving that gives us that information. So really letting yourself feel this negative emotion, scanning from head to toe, noticing all the components that make up the equation for how you do this one. Take as much time as you need here. Get curious, no rushing. All right. Okay, you did it. So you have your equation for how you do these three negative emotions. And these top three emotions are causing the most problems in your life. Right? And we do them. It's like a playbook. We have a playbook for how we do them. And now you have figured out your playbook. What do you notice? Right? So now that we know some of the signs and symptoms of stress, we know a little bit more about what your normal state is throughout the day, we're going to talk about what to do. So let's pause here and come back, and we'll talk about some exercises and strategies for addressing this. So let's stop this module right here and come back, and we'll get rolling on what to do about this.